Hey, Expression Radio audience. We are here today with another episode of Family Stories. I'm here with my husband, Ronnie.
Hey.
And I am Brian, and we are happy to be back for another conversation and just coming up with intentional family things that we want to share. And so we have our friend and Chrissy Harris in the room. Say hello, hey, Chrissy.
Hello.
We're so happy to have her with us today. We all go to church together, and we just have kind of an upfront look in sharing life together, ministry-wise, and just being able to watch each other's kids grow up. And her parents are integral to our church family, too. And so we're just so thankful for their whole family. She has a daughter. Tell us a little bit about you, Chrissy. Tell us a little bit about your daughter. And then we just really want to talk about some intentional family things that we just feel like Chrissy does so well as a mom for this episode. But go ahead and tell us a little bit about you and a little about Miss Hannah.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm Chrissy, and I am a psychologist by trade, so I have a little bit of experience there. I think that helps me with mommy.
Sure. Yeah. That's cheating. So,
it kind of is, in a way, yeah. And anyway, in our home, it's just me and my daughter, Hannah, and she's 11. And
a very bright, awesome 11, you might
yes,
say.
She is. Mm-hmm. So, Chrissy, tell about what you do for work and how you kind of manage that work from home, all of that kind of flow.
Yeah.
You worked from home before, like, remote work was, like, popular after COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when I had Hannah, well, even before I had Hannah, when I was pregnant with Hannah, I was kind of like, well, what am I going to do? You know, because I had my career established as a psychologist and worked full time and kind of on the fast track, you know, to do all the things. Mm-hmm. And then I had her, and suddenly it's like she was the most important thing. Like, I knew she was going to be first. And so I went to my employers and was like, okay, I knew I wanted to be with her as much as possible. And so this was, you know, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. So we created a thing for me. You know, they created a new thing. This was something that wasn't done, to where I could work part-time from home mostly, and then just go in one day a week.
Yeah.
And so then that day, my mom would take care of her. So she was always either with me or my mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's
awesome the way that workplaces are able to do these kind of things. Obviously, it's because of technology, you know, by and large.
Yeah.
But it's just really cool.
And again, how much you were on the front end, like way before it's become so popular.
Yeah.
Really since COVID, like I said.
Yeah.
So, and I think a cool thing about that story too, as you were just now sharing it, is that number one, you went to your, so I'm speaking to the moms or really just anyone who's in a, you know, finds himself in a, I really want to do this, but how do I have this crucial conversation, if you will, with whomever that might be? But that you were brave, you know, 12 years ago, went to the boss. That means that there was a relationship established. You had, you know, been showing how, you know, what a good employee, or, you know, you had that kind of going for you for them to be able to work out this deal with you. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people are nervous about approaching that conversation and will therefore let what they really desire and what they really feel like is their purpose go, because they don't want to have that hard conversation or approach that. So, and are you still with the same group all these years later?
Yeah.
So what made you think about that? What made you think, you know, hey, I really want to make sure Hannah is the
it was something that God put on my heart.
Okay.
It wasn't my my heart's desire growing up was like, I'm not going to be, I wasn't like, oh, I want to be a mom. I wasn't one of those kids, or, oh, I'm going to be, you know, the super mom or whatever. It wasn't my plan.
Yeah.
It was just something that God put on my heart that this was the right thing for her.
Wow.
And so I just tried to walk that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really your whole kind of philosophy.
Yeah,
Life and parenting. It's just, you know, being aware of what God puts on your heart and walking that out. Because mm-hmm. He knows what's best for her and you and all of our mm-hmm. kids in the mm-hmm. situation. So, Ronnie and I have... When did you guys come into our life? Has it been like 7 years ago?
Yeah.
About that? Mm-hmm. And so we've gotten to watch, like she said, Hannah's 11, and we've gotten to watch her grow up over these past few years. And she is just bright and a star and just the best girl. And mm-hmm. we've watched her overcome. You know, it's not like everything just is perfect and comes perfectly easy to her. We've watched her step out of her comfort zone time and time again. We've watched her be the friend first to someone. We've watched her include others. We've just watched her step into a new situation, like, you know, going to school here now. And, you know, what does that look like for her? And she just shines. And she's just known for her sweet smile and really has such, like, goodness, but also leadership that isn't maybe out loud leadership mm-hmm. or a quieter mm-hmm. leadership, but she influences everyone around her. Adults, I'm raising my hand. You know, she's an influence on all of us that she's around for the best way. So we've just been, Ronnie's gotten to see her, because I'll let you talk a little bit about homeschooling her and then that decision to transition her, because she's now at Expression Prep Academy, our school here at the church, which is in its second year. So it's a smaller school and just getting started. So talk a little bit about that transition and kind of how you came upon that decision.
The school transition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've homeschooled her since the day she was born. Yeah. I've always been home with her. And the last year or two, she's just been asking about school, going to school. She's just been curious and kind of wanting to give it a try. And so I felt like that we're at this point where I've given her the foundation, and then she can mm-hmm. start. I can start to, I almost want to say pull back, but it's just a different type of parenting, you know. And once you start approaching that middle school age, it just kind of changes a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sure. And so I was getting to the point too where I just needed to take on some more responsibilities at work, and so we had been talking about it for like a year or two, and then we were kind of following the, you know, Expression School and seeing how that goes. We mm-hmm. kind of like watched it the first year to see how kind of things went. And the reason why, well, I mean, there's multiple reasons why I decided to go with Expression. One was that it's the closest you can really get to home, being a homeschooler without actually being a homeschooler.
Right.
Yeah.
So right. I like...
It is a micro school kind of philosophy for its programming, where, mm-hmm. and I think this is a really cool thing about it, where students can progress like they would at homeschool on their kind of individual basis. And so, you know, if they're, you know, on a 2 grades up in math, then they can be there. Even though they're in fifth grade, they can be on a full seventh grade programming. Or if they need extra attention, there's that provided for them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a cool, the individualized part of it, but yet the social interaction mm-hmm. of it being other children there and mm-hmm. it having the, you know, traditional, you know, school day mm-hmm. format, I think is really a unique thing about it. Would you guys add anything more? Because you all are both involved in the school even a step more than me.
Well, I just think that it really helps and would help someone that has started with homeschooling just to know that there is a partnership, you know, opportunity there with your school of, and that it is individualized, that it is one that like, hey, we're going to do what's best for Hannah, not just do this big broad thing and everybody gets pushed through the same the same gauntlet as if everybody's the same.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But the exceptionalities or the challenges are considered and applied. So I think that's a really, really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But so what's interesting or, you know, a really interesting thing about Hannah as we talk about her and, you know, your parenting and all those kind of things is I think part of why she was so on our radar and now we so celebrate her is how at first we can remember her coming in you know, to Sunday school and around the other kids and all that kind of thing, and a very meek personality there at first, and so that was a little bit of a challenge for her at first, right?
Yeah, I think she was like that since she was born. She, you know how every kid has their own personality,
yes.
And you know that from your kids, I'm sure, but like each one is different in their own way. And she was always very reserved and quiet and her...
An observer?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And she tends to... She always lets other people go first. She always prefers other people. She just yields to other people. And... She's just so kind.
Yeah.
And my concern as a parent initially when I started seeing this stuff was, oh no.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I go to the fears of, oh no, she's going to be, you know,
walked over.
Just, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like, initially I had this temptation to intervene, to you know you shouldn't be like that, you know, you gotta, you know, push your way to the front of the line, and you gotta, you know, because that's our culture,
right?
And I think over time, as years started to stack up, I somehow just recognized there's strength in who she is.
For sure. That's
and
good.
That my job as a parent is not to create a mini me.
Uh-huh.
You know? And
or just like you said, culturally, just create what the culture's demanding.
Yes.
Or what the culture has labeled, you know, this is the best or whatever.
To fit in, you need to be like this. And I just started to work on that, and I started to appreciate more who she is, and then I tried to learn to just honor the person that she is and the way God made her.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to see how she was with other kids, and part of this is like presence. So because I was always present, I can see this stuff and sort of guide, you know, and nurture the strengths that's in there.
Because
it may present like weakness on the outside, but I think there's a strength in that. In those personality traits.
So I'm so relating with you on this because of our Rowan, our middle child, who is more reserved, an observer, you know, takes everything in. But something that, you know, we had a bit of a different experience because he's been at public school and we are working parents outside the home. So we haven't been able to have that presence like you were just saying. And I remember...
We've had to say, we hope he's doing okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But I remember kind of like you saying, like, let them be them. I think it was first and second grade. They went to a school where they did looping, so they had the same teacher for 2 years, which I loved. But so that teacher was really able to see, get to know all the students more than just 1 year in and out, you know. So anyway, her name was Miss Moana, I remember, and she was from New Zealand. And just a wonderful teacher. But we had a meeting with her, and we said, you know, at home, we really see Rowan as a leader. And even though he can be quiet. And so we just wanted to partner with her to, how can we kind of foster that leadership and bring that leadership out of him? And she was like, oh, I see it too. She was like, but you're right, he is quiet. And so I have just kind of, you know, not skipped over him, but just not fostered
it.
Let it be. Right. And so she worked with us that year and really pulled that leadership out of him, you know, nominated him for some things that she thought he deserved. And I feel like the rest has kind of been history. So now we don't feel like we have to hover and meet with each teacher and say, hey, remember, Rowan's a leader. Pull that out of him if you can. But anyway, I think that one conversation, you know, kind of created a thing in him where, and even his peers, where he's like, okay, this is who I am. And we've been able to see that grow every year. So just kind of a cool thing on the two different sides where they kind of have similar natures. But we'll take a small break and we'll be right back with Christy. And we want to continue to talk a little bit about parenting today.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
Welcome back to Family Stories. We have Chrissy Harris with us here today, and just an awesome a woman of God, a psychologist, core member of our kids team here at the church, and most importantly, and what we're discussing today is the mom of Hannah Harris.
Right.
So, and so we've kind of just, you know, gone back and forth a little bit about a little bit of Hannah's story, about the decision making that you've had as a single mama, just trying to navigate and figure out, you know, what's best for Hannah, not just based on maybe your own ideas and convictions about what she shall be, but really, like you said, watching her. Mm-hmm. Knowing who God created her to be uniquely, and seeing how you could foster that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, we were just right before the break, I think we were talking a little bit about how, you know, there really is a difference between creating, because, you know, like you said, Hannah at first was completely homeschooled at home, and then suddenly some new opportunities started opening up. She started coming to the kids' church at church, and then the opportunity came for micro school. And so all of that created some decision-making there.
And I'll add, you know, even piano lessons, the softball team. These are all things recently
all
that
together,
she's been
right?
kind of engaged in the past couple years. Do I have your timeline right, Chrissy? <Okay. laughs>
But we were talking about just how, you know, with more of the, and this is just like our Rowan, with more of the reserved personality, you know, that Hannah has, there is, you as a parent, you have this opportunity to encourage and motivate, right? But how do you know when you're helping and when you're maybe pushing into something that she's not?
That's a great question.
Fill all of that in and teach all of us how to do that.
Such a good question. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I think like, I think it's all about perspective, because sometimes we have to check our own motivations as parents. Sometimes we want, you know, our kid to be a certain way, or we want them to do certain things, and we're trying to push them in that direction. And so really, I think it just goes back to the original idea of just who is your child, you know, because I also feel like she's, it's not that she's my child, she's God's child.
Yeah,
and
right.
He made her.
You're stewarding his child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I am just, I'm the steward, you know, and which of course is like super important. But I think just respecting and honoring, you know, who she is as a person. But what I look at is, you know, I look at her traits and who she is, and I honor those. There are times when I do push a little bit. So for instance, like when she was younger and she was shy, and she may want to get on stage, or she may want to speak or perform in front of people, and she had a lot of anxiety, fear, you know, mm-hmm. about that. But she wanted to do it. That's when I would come along and push that thing forward, mm-hmm. because I wouldn't want her to be held back from doing something that she wants to do,
yeah.
because of that. But then there were other times when, you know, when I saw that trait and I used it for good. Like when she first started coming to church, she was really nervous about going in to mm-hmm. the kids' room. And now, in more recent years, when I would see other kids coming in, and they would be scared. They might be crying or clinging to their parent. Mm-hmm. And I got in this habit of like going and getting Hannah. Right. And because I feel like that's something she had conquered. Mm-hmm. And now she loves going in kids' church. So, and then she would come out and then, you know, I'm like, can that kid? She would introduce herself and mm-hmm. then see if the kid wanted to sit with her and her friends or whatever.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that's just an example of like, there's times when you have to overcome something that might be holding you back from doing the things you want to do. And then there's, you know, but then there's also that element of just respecting and honoring that, you know, not everybody's an extrovert. We don't need everyone mm-hmm. talking in the room at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and because you were saying that part of Hannah's personality that you saw very early on was, you know, very you first. Oh, no, you go ahead. You know, that kind of thing. And it's interesting that conciliatory, diplomatic nature, I think, was the very thing that really helped her navigate socially when she came in there. She makes friends
yes.
really, really well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've got to tell this one story. So there was a really bubbly little girl who was new to us when we did our Awana a couple, maybe last fall. And anyway, Hannah had, you know, befriended her and everything. And so Hannah knew she wasn't going to miss 1 week. So she came up to me and she said, could you tell Aubrey that I will not be there Wednesday because we had planned to both wear our Lululemon backpack over the shoulder bags together that night. And I thought, oh my goodness, Hannah is, she just takes it a next step forward to, you know, make that. So Aubrey was, you know, so excited to do that with her. Then to be able to make sure that she didn't come and show up and didn't have her Lululemon partner with her that night or whatever, you know. It's just really mm-hmm. cool to see all of the.
But again, that's a moment that she was considerate mm-hmm. of that little girl's experience yeah. and feelings yeah. and all that kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have both the boisterous, demand-your-own-way personality in one of our children. I'm not going to name who. And then we have the one that is very conciliatory and diplomatic. And the way that they relate to the world around them is 100% different. Mm-hmm. And I believe 100% on purpose.
Right.
And can you imagine, like, if you would give in to the temptation, like you were saying earlier, of like, no, like, if you're going to achieve anything in life, you've got to push your way to the front, mm-hmm. and you start trying to create a lioness in Hannah, mm-hmm. then you're working against the very things that the Lord put in her to mm-hmm. navigate
right
socially, you know.
Yeah.
I'm Hannah, you're gonna go push your way to the front, and she's going, that's really not how I do things. Mm-hmm. If she could just communicate to you,
right,
that's not how I'm made.
Mm-hmm.
But how I do does have success, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can you trust God?
Yeah.
His plan for your child.
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Something else, Chrissy, that I just glean and watch you with her is that you have, you know, not only life with her, but, you know, intentional conversations with her. You know, her very best friend recently, you know, so another 10, 11-year-old little girl lost her father. And you were intentionally having the conversation with her of how to be a friend during difficult times. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, adults need that conversation, you know. But for you to be able to be so present and just with her, just talking that out with her as she navigates it, as she grieves. I mean, she's been over to that home a ton with him, and he, this little girl's father was just beloved. But just tell us about how you kind of approach that and what that doctor, I think it was a doctor, told you when she was really little. Do you remember what I'm talking about? About how, you'll have to retell it, but about how he just said, take her with you, you know, have those conversations. Our kids are watching us, whether we're aware of it or not.
Yeah.
So we're either kind of aware of that and navigating that with them, or they're just picking up good and bad.
Yeah. That's one thing that I've always done with her is we talk about things. Sometimes we just think kids are just supposed to know, or we just want them to stay kids, so we won't talk to them about these hard things,
right.
And then they grow up and they don't know how to cope with life. So we do life together. Mm-hmm. I've always talked to her about things. I've always asked her opinion, and I'm just trying to build confidence. And so, you know, if I'm faced with a hard decision, I don't know what to do, I say that out loud, you know, I don't know, well, on the one hand this, and on the other hand this,
mm-hmm.
and you
That's
know
awesome.
I'm just not sure, what do you think about this? And we try to make decisions together. So I'm just trying to teach her about real life that, you know, we don't have all the answers. we're going to make mistakes. But we're going to talk things out and try to make a decision based on our values. And we always try to keep that, you know, at the forefront is, okay, what's our values here that need honored? But yeah, I will start with the comment from the doctor, because that was the most helpful advice I ever got when I was a kid. One of the elders in our church, he gave me this advice when I first had Hannah, and he said, just take her with you everywhere you go, and she will learn
mm-hmm.
from you. And I did that. She always went everywhere with me. She's been to, I don't know how many doctor's appointments with my mom and grandparents, and she's just been everywhere. And she's seen us all live and go through life.
Yeah.
And yeah, so right now we're learning to honor commitments. That's a big thing we're mm-hmm. learning, and we have to talk those out sometimes. Most recently we're learning how to be a friend in hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, her best friend's dad died, and so I just you know, I had a conversation with her through the whole thing, just to mm-hmm. kind of, you know, obviously not every detail, because that's not going to make sense to her. But, you know, when we weren't sure what was going to happen with him, I let her know that, like, we're not sure,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I think that those are two awesome things that I'm really drawn from. First, to stay present and not be avoidant,
mm-hmm.
but to be right there with her. take her with you and then also be right there with her in the middle of all those things. And then, you know, also to go, we're going there. We're having the conversation. You know, those are, to me, if you're talking about shaping people to live outside of when as a parent you have complete control over their existence, to really know, I want the, I'm really raising them not to be obedient to me, but to be able to live life and operate in a world without me. I think you do an awesome job of that, and it's really been really great to see.
Yeah, this has been Family Stories, and I honestly feel like we could continue this conversation, and we might do that. But just as a takeaway, that we're stewarding our children, that, you know, as they get older, people are going to tell them, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself. Well, while they're under our roof, we've got that opportunity to allow who that be yourself that God created them to be able to come forward in a safe, in a guided, in a godly way. And so I just think that you do an awesome job with Hannah, Chrissy, and with all your background and everything. We just appreciate you so much for sharing with us today. This has been Family Stories with Ronnie and Brian.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.